This is the SML Podcast.
It'll probably pick up everyone.
Yeah,
Joe, talk one so I can see your
talking.
Meow, meow, meow.
I love when it comes in through the recordings.
I just love it.
I just love it when it comes through.
Alright, so this shit's recording.
Cool.
Alright.
Oh, shit.
Alright.
Fantastic recording.
With my friend Sean Stone.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And this is the Shit Show MagFest podcast.
The Shat Show?
Yes, the Shat Show. Matt Shatfest.
Matt Shatfest?
Shatfest.
Sure.
Hello, welcome to podcast.
Indeed. If you have listened to this show for anything longer than like three episodes, you know how shitty we can get. And with MagFest, it's usually extra shitty, especially in terms of production values. And I don't know, we're doing pretty good with guests today. How about we just go around the circle? Everyone could introduce themselves. Start.
I guess I know who I am.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
My daddy is myself, and myself is Flick.
Are you your own granddad?
Sometimes.
That's dude, really kind of sexy.
Gilf action on.
Okay, Flick, you start.
Kind of sexy.
Pappy is not quite tired yet. Should I invite him to his own podcast?
Well, here, I'm going to warn you. This thing has 1 hour and 18 minutes of recording time right now.
Yep, so let's just...
We don't need no Pappy.
Fuck him, we'll do it live.
Yeah, we go live.
Fucking thing sucks. What? Nice.
It was voice cracked. It was awful.
Sorry, I only have a 2-gig card in it right now. So
yeah.
Goosebumps.
Anyway.
Goosebumps.
Just fucking people, introduce yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
You're Grant
Flake.
Oh, sorry. I'm one of many in this room right now. Nice last night of MagFest.
Who are
I'm Grant.
You?
I'm Grant.
What the fuck do you do?
I play music.
No, you
with
play
other
our
people
intro
in
theme.
This room.
You do.
Yes, I did. Yeah, you just heard my tune.
Yeah. He
you
calls
can,
himself.
You can
Steve
get it on. You can get it on iTunes.
I thought I played your intro tune.
He replaced. He did.
He replaced
a new one.
Our intro tune.
He replaced
yeah,
you.
Have you not listened?
I covered your intro.
We kicked him
yeah,
out of
he
the
did,
band.
He covered.
And then
he,
yeah, he
did
covered
you really?
Yeah, he covered your.
That's even.
That's my retribution.
And you didn't tell me.
Toku no.
You didn't hear it?
Dude, we're cutting him
no,
out of the
No, I
will.
Need to hear it. Yeah. It's probably better than mine, too.
It's the Linkin Park version.
Are you officially part of this, I guess?
Yeah.
I guess I'm part of this. My name is Adam, and I play drums and Viking guitar here at MagFest 13.
Adam, what is your last name?
My last name is Henry. I'm related to this guy, a.k.a. Stimmage!
Brothers up in here.
Holy shnikes!
No, and they're so tall.
I'm
so,
so
glad
tall.
Somebody
so
else
tall.
Knows about that.
Sweet.
Please, you, please.
Oh, okay. I am the new Stimmage. I
replacement.
Oh, snap.
Get this knife out of my back.
I am Mega Beardo, and I love Stimmage so goddamn much.
If you didn't hear that, just shook hands.
With the devil.
Yeah, I play guitar for Viking Guitar Live and Lonely Rolling Stars.
He's been busy.
Lonely Rolling Buttholes.
And I haven't slept so very much. So, yeah.
You slept like 9 hours like a
me?
Corpse.
And then?
No.
It was like,
I would,
it was like 4 hours.
Yeah, it was
I'll go last.
About 3.5. Yeah.
Next.
What are you saying sorry for? He's like, and then he's like, and I looked at him like, ha-ha. He's like, I'm sorry.
Who was first? All right,
George. Hello, my name is Yannis. My name is Yannis Norgos, and I am tour director from Greece.
I thought that was a Russian voice.
Prognosis. Fuck Snappleman.
All right.
Hi, I'm Alshon. I play some guitars.
Cool story.
Not in front of people. He just plays them.
No, that's Snappleman.
Nice try there, Blanco Nino.
No, man.
Too bad your ass got
sad.
Yoink!
And we're peak.
Hello. No, just talk.
You,
Oh, you're leaving? Oh, have a good night. Bye. Bye.
No, very nice.
Good night, Kirby.
How much?
Kirby's here if you want to interview.
Kirby's here.
Kirby.
All right.
Okay. Sure you are.
Yeah.
Did you trust him?
What?
You trust him? He's walking a girl back to you.
Shit. Kirby's
pretty. We do. This is Kirby we're talking about.
I know.
Hi, Kirby.
Good
night,
Kirby.
You know, bad,
the first time
bad.
I met Kirby was at a MAGFest. Andreas, introduce yourself before I get into
Hi,
story mode.
Hi, I'm Snapple Man, and I'm a big fan of Grant Henry. Yeah.
Woo!
Sweet.
Yeah.
First, do you mean him or me? I don't...
Grant. No. Both of you. Now.
He did say Grant.
Grant Henry the second.
Are you about
Grant
to tell me?
No, not the
Mega
story.
Stemming.
Mega Stemming.
The first time I
have a Mega Shavo.
I can't grow a beard.
Mega Shavo.
Mega Shavo, yeah.
Okay, Kirby story.
Kirby story.
Ghost Stone.
First time I met Kirby.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So, Sean, you had a story to tell?
The first time I met Kirby was at a MAGFest. And he was like in the process of disrobing to use my shower because we had all driven to MAGFest. I'd never met him, but he like desperately needed a shower apparently. And House the Great brought him up to our room, and he's like, "Hey, this is Kirby," and Kirby's like, "Hi." I'm like, "Hey, I've kind of met you online," and then he just kind of like started getting naked and got in the shower and took a shower. Not in front of us.
He's strong like bull.
It was just a weird
like
way to meet somebody. And it's everybody who knows Kirby, it's not that weird of a way to meet.
The first time I met Kirby, he was like, you know that Kraid cover? You're playing it wrong. And here's how you do it. And he played it, and he was right. So he joined Metroid Metal.
One of my first memories of Kirby was after a MAGFest at the very end, and somebody had brought one of those giant containers of like Bisquick powder that you add water to, and so he added water to it and chugged the entire thing in one sitting.
What the fuck?
Your stories are so much better than mine. Who else has a Kirby story?
The first time that I met Kirby, he French kissed me like.
Like full on,
like, I'm not even
kidding.
He's like, "Hey, are you Snapple Man?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Hi, I'm Kirby." I'm like, "All right, give me a hug." And instead of a hug, you fucking like,
it was a special.
It was a tongue hug.
Deep
tongue
French,
hug.
Yeah.
Hug from the inside.
Yeah. Same weekend as the Bisquick drank.
Oh,
that
Bisquick.
It didn't taste like Bisquick, did it?
Like, did you?
No, it probably tasted like cloves.
I did not taste the Bisquick, no.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least it...
Maybe the pancakes in the Bisquick tasted like Snapple Man.
Maybe they did, because
we need to ask him what Snapple Man's tonsils tasted like.
I hope he comes back.
Probably
tastes like extra.
We never had him on the show yet, right?
No, we have not had him
Kirby
on the show.
Well,
he's basically on the show.
He's running an escort service right
now. What he is.
I mean, my story of meeting Kirby is not quite as elaborate. It was very kind of bland. But he came to visit Stimmage, a.k.a. my bro Grant, and he came to visit.
Oh, he came to visit. He moved... We were going to play a show in Asheville, so he came down to my place and hung out for a few days.
Right, and then rehearsed,
before
right?
We went to, yeah, and he played GTA 4 in my house for 4 days straight. Like, literally.
And I can't...
Straight.
And we were neighbors at that
He's
time.
He's like, this game sucks. And he was like, this game's awesome.
So I came over after DJing a gig, and we ate quesadillas.
Yeah,
and I brought quesadilla makers over. And that's really it. That's not very elaborate.
When I was living in Wilkes-Barre, he came up to my place for one of the FagFest parties, and it was him and Wire came up, and he ended they ended up staying up there right after MAGFest for 3 or 4 days. They just hung up out there, and he just played Rock Band nonstop, just demolishing any score I set. That's my Kirby story.
Pretty good one.
I ate pizza with Kirby in June.
In June?
That's my Kirby story.
June is all right.
I think literally the first time that I had met him was last year when you were going into his room and I was literally just following you the whole time like a lost puppy dog because it was my first MAGFest. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And we just walked in and you guys were like holding a steady conversation for maybe like 20, 30 minutes and they were like, "Oh, this is Chris, by the way." And I was like, "Yeah, hi." You're like, "You should buy one of his CDs." And I'm like, "No, you shouldn't." And he's like, "Okay, cool." And then just left. And we were still in his room, but then he like walked out for some reason.
Did you take a shower?
Somebody else was there, too. I forget who.
So
but no.
What's everyone else's story of me harassing them to buy Chris's CD?
The Kirby Diaries.
I swear you were like a mob boss last year I showed up. Because it was just like
Fest. I'm like, hey, you should make a CD and bring it down. A lot of people will buy it.
We had them run our merch booth.
I think most of us were on his CD.
Half of this room was on it. So,
who's knocking on this door?
Legitimately, actually, hold on.
Maybe Pappy.
Knock, knock, knock.
At least a third of this room was on the CD.
Oh,
God, it is.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Hello, Pee-Pee.
Hey.
Is it Pappy?
Pee-Pee.
Hey.
This is Pappy of the Flesh. So our third host is here.
Who are you? Holy Pappy.
Yeah,
okay. Hello, Pappy. Welcome to room.
Introduce yourself on your own show.
Have Lean on Furniture talk, please.
I'm Jim.
Cool. You Jim. Can leave now.
All right.
So what's your Kirby story?
I once played Kirby's Dream Land on Game Boy.
We don't want to know what Kirby's Dream Land is.
Oh, no.
It's filled with Bisquick and GTA.
Once my parents discovered I played it, I was banned from it.
It's actually just it's a mod of GTA 4 where you walk around as a container of Bisquick.
French like, say,
your cars are actually bottles with Bisquick.
Exactly.
I'm sure it's combustible.
That feeling that you walked into the wrong thing.
No, it was the right thing. Hey, got it today.
I thought that was like a cell phone tone or something, but it's you.
No, yeah, it's him.
It's for me.
Don't ask me to do it. I can't do
that. You're not
going to
do it,
I can't.
Man.
Right. Yeah. We made him scream.
Then just go back to the Greek torter manager or whatever.
Yeah, the Russian Greek. Yeah.
The Russian Greek.
The Greek. Greek.
You ungrateful bastard.
I'm Greek.
I sit through 30 hours of labor and I push you out of my vagina. You ripped my taint and this is the thanks I get. Your father and I were never married. I put you through medical school, and this is where I find you at fucking MagFest.
Don't
Are you kidding
to,
me?
Don't listen to him, baby.
George,
he really loves you.
I love your taint. So, what did you guys do at MagFest this year?
Nothing.
Masturbated.
No. No. What else did you do at MagFest? Like,
I mean,
that was fantastic.
That was that, like,
group answer.
Flat out lie. I did a panel.
Ooh, hey. What was your panel about?
I did a panel with Alexander Brandon, the very talented composer
very
for
resilient.
Lots of video
very
games resilient. And voice things. And we did a panel called Random Nonsense. And we literally talked about random nonsense for an hour and a half.
Kind of like
and
this.
There were like 10 people in the panel.
Exactly what it said.
Well, I mean, 10 people in the crowd.
Man, that's what we should call our podcast.
Honestly, there's more people in this random nonsense than showed up for that pit.
But it was
they
totally,
missed out.
Yeah. But anyway, it was totally fun because the people that were there totally liked it and it was all cool. And I got to hang out with some other cool people like the guys from Hyperduck Soundworks.
Nice. Oh my God, they're here?
Yeah.
The princess.
Well, mag's here, over, hold, so there that went.
Here, hold on. I'm going to bring up a picture on my telecommunications device.
So, Grant, besides missing them, what else didn't you do at MagFest?
Yeah.
We know you didn't play with Lonely Rolling Stars this year.
I played with my enormous penis.
I pulled it out, and then I just watched concerts all week.
You pulled what out?
Drank all of it.
So, Flick masturbated, Grant whipped it out. Pappy, what did you do at MagFest?
Besides dipping my balls in your mouth when you slept?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was fun. Yeah.
Spoilers.
I wasn't sleeping.
Are you just talking about fun dip?
Teabag?
Fun dip.
Fun dip.
I don't know how you get your balls clean, but...
His balls are that, like, chalk stick that are in there.
The chalk stick that nobody likes. Nobody eats it.
Well, it's because when you go too long without bathing, it gets like that cheese buildup, and he likes cheese.
Hardness.
Just not the cheese sauce
cheese
from
sauce.
Papa John's.
Oh my God, no. That shit is nasty.
From under cheese.
You can't feed Joe cheese.
Oh, order breadsticks with the garlic sauce. They didn't give any garlic sauce.
No, like.
It was
none.
Nothing but their rancid cheese broth.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That sounds awesome.
It was so
and Josh
bad.
Found it strangely addictive and had two containers full.
It looked terrible. It looked really bad. It kind of looked like if you were to take sour cream and just let it out like in an open container for maybe like a week and then just sprinkle some of the powder that you would get from Easy Mac on it.
McDonald's special sauce.
Yes, kind of like that.
No, I went to more panels this year than the last 4 years combined. That was nice.
Amazing what you accomplish when you're not hosting the party room.
Or drinking. You wake up and it's still morning. I didn't go do things.
So happy you went to a lot of panels, huh? You weren't at mine.
Shots fired.
I'm still trying to get better at it.
Get better at what? Some
time left. There's gonna be a fight.
Doesn't matter. You weren't at mine.
No, 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 no.
No matter what I did, I fucked up. That's cool.
So, what'd you do, Mag, this year?
Well,
I had to play on stage.
Right, that was friggin' awesome.
And get shin splints.
Yeah, my legs are absolutely shot, and I've been icing them because I have been going all over MagFest because there's so much to do, and it's awesome. I played on the chiptune space. That was pretty rad. I used two DS lights synced together using the Korg DS10 carts, a.k.a. little tiny synthesizer rig. Anyway, played all that stage. That was awesome. And also bought Gradius 3 for Super Nintendo down at the at a merch booth, and also got Contra 4 for DS. That's pretty good.
I heard of that.
Great buy.
Yeah, and that got sparked because...
That fucking game.
I know. The music was being shared on Facebook recently.
Yeah, oh, yeah, by the way.
It's fucking amazing. And so that sparked. Oh, my God, I got to play this game.
Does he know?
And they had it down there, so I got that.
Does he know that every time he dies, I'll be talking to him?
Yeah. It was
say the line, George.
I can't say the line.
Oh, I am so excited that we get to hear.
I don't think I can.
Somebody's voice every time I die.
We played some pinball,
and I got to play.
We played Luke from Bit Brigade and some Doctor Who, and we were on a pretty even keel for a while,
and then finally got school.
That machine's actually a lot of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great machine.
Yeah.
I didn't get to play the Metallica machine though.
Dude, it was always always packed.
That's after the podcast.
I did get to Revenge from Mars. Is that what it's called?
It was like the one that's like
Revenge
right next to it.
Yeah.
It's a very short machine.
Yeah, it's got a CRT television facing down the playfield. So the top half of the playfield has these images of aliens and shit, and the bottom half is a pinball machine. It is so awesome.
Well, yeah, wasn't that Attack on Mars?
So good.
Is that like the old Junior Pac-Man one where you play the video game up above and then when the ball goes down a certain hole, it activates the pinball machine, and then if you knock it back to where it's supposed to go, then Junior Pac-Man comes back out again on the video screen?
That's fantastic.
Yep.
It's similar hybrid, yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
That blew my mind as a kid.
That game blew my mind. I could play it.
The arcade is ridiculously huge this year.
It's
and
insane.
I just came up from there. It's still crowded.
Of course I'm not shocked.
You know MagFest is getting huge when we go down there at 3:30 in the morning
and you still can't get a machine.
Yeah.
There's a line.
It's nuts.
Everywhere.
Holy shit.
Last year at the middle of the night, last year was my first Mag.
And now how many bands are you in? 7? 8?
At least 8.
18.
And I would go down in the middle of the night just to fuck around. Like,
what's all the bands you're in right now?
Which one's
Where's
it?
The band you are? Mega Beardo and the Beardettes.
That's a good one.
You're starting Ultra Beardos with Chris.
Yes, yes. I think
only people in the band with neither round.
Shit out, Grant. You can join.
I'll not all that joining bands again.
What was the Bisquick and...
Bisquick and GTA 4.
Bisquick and GTA 4. Yeah. Yeah. Might want to join.
Yeah, alright. Yeah. That's a cool
one. Let's do it. We'll produce it.
Snapplebeard?
Snapplebeard.
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 Mega Snapple.
Snapplebeardo.
Next.
Which is obviously Snapple Apple. Because Snapple Apple is the best.
You get Snapple Man, you get Mega Man. So
there you go.
No, you get a weird. Yeah, alright, fine. Mega Man it is.
Yeah,
fuck it. So, what have you done at MagFest this year?
Oh, man.
Ooh. You've done men?
Okay, so Lonely Rolling Stars.
Ow!
Fucking losers.
Ow.
Yeah,
Nights. Viking Guitar Live. But I can't.
Ooh, they were good.
I cannot not talk about the fact that we partied with the
Katamari
composers.
For many hours.
Yes.
For
many
so
hours.
We have to kick them out, basically. Because
oh, so that was suggest for them to leave.
No, I was like, let's just set all our beds up and then start sleeping in front of them. So they'll get the idea.
They just curl up on the floor next to you and continue talking.
So comfy.
Like, literally sitting in your feet just...
La, 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 la. They just about drank us under the
they
table.
They were incredible. They're, so, how the fuck what? Dudes that
they're,
small drink...
They're like Japanese skinnier than yeah. Kate Moss. And they pounded so much alcohol. Yeah. And it... They barely bat an eyelash over it.
Yeah, it'd be cool to have Chuck in here to talk about, but he's presently dying multiple times in Dark Souls.
Yeah, he's Dark Souls.
When I was in
Prognosis Boot,
the biggest thing they tell you to do is to get to know some, just go off base and meet people. And if you lucked out, you actually, as like a 20-something guy, you wanted to run into Japanese businessmen. Because they would practice their English on you while buying you drinks all night. And they would... They're pros over there. They've mastered the art of, you know, just like they do everything else efficiently. Sake, they just take care of that shit the moment it gets in their bloodstream.
Yeah.
And I don't know a single American in the military who could outdrink a Japanese businessman.
So did they practice English like, oh, you big pussy? Yeah.
you need that for your boardroom meetings.
Big American pussy. Big American pussy.
As you take your next shot, you're like...
George.
Well, these guys. So that's how it sake
I would like to say I'm glad that I got to see Kirby's Dream Band live, because I really dug their album this year, and I
go pee out of my dick.
Yeah. It's better than peeing out of your asshole.
I'm really glad I got to see them live because they're tight as hell, and I don't even really mean they're pink shorts.
I pray to God that was loud enough.
Yeah. Well, just I think
the
once you compress
fuck
it enough,
out of it.
It'll,
like,
yeah.
Totally
we'll get it in some way.
We love him.
Monologue, pee out of my dick.
I need to think where else he's going to pee out of.
His eyes
sobbing above the toilet.
I'm done. Kirby's Dream Band was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah. They filled the whole place full of pink.
Yeah, I was just an upper.
Yeah. they were almost as bursting with joy as we were.
Almost.
That's all we do is burst with joy.
Yeah.
Dude, I was watching, honestly, and I hate to say this, you guys and one song of Mega Beardo was the only thing that I got to see music-wise this year. But, like, I was there before you guys actually started, and then I saw the video that you guys apparently put together on the walk down.
Yes.
And I was cracking up the entire time.
George, do you want to talk about that?
Yes.
Please talk about
our ill-prepared.
It was a very hectic.
So, okay, most of the bands that are here are very well-practiced. Like, Viking Guitar Live is just regimental in getting everything prepared from what I've been able to figure out. They're tight, they're ready to go. Power Glove is seasoned veterans. An hour before Lonely Rolling Stars went on stage, we were still learning songs.
We had
most of them down by the morning, but the Goemon track was unnervingly complicated and very stream of consciousness arrangement. So like when you do a song, there are patterns. You follow the patterns. You do lots of repeats, and then the song is over.
You let the drummer do the arrangement, that goes out the window.
Then it's we'll do this riff, and then we'll do this augmentation of that riff, and then we'll do this augmentation of the augmentation
and we'll
of that
never
riff.
Do those riffs again.
It should be
and
noted that here's where the part repeats,
but
drummer.
It actually
but it's a key
differently.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a different key, and it's like
So in between like the marathon practice session, Chuck and I were putting together this intro video. I had finished mixing most of the audio on the airplane ride over when I realized that I left my bass track on my main computer at home. So I had to log into my machine, bring it over, and then do a mix down. And then Chuck and I were frantically putting everything together for the video, and it was like just finishing rendering as we walked out the door, and we handed it to the guy on a thumb drive, and off we went.
Nice.
And it worked.
And it worked like a charm. Totally
apparently worked. It was entertaining.
It was hysterical.
It was Balkiel.
Pretty awesome.
The fact that 2 years in a row my face is in your background video delights me to
there's
no
a
end.
Fun story about that.
There is a fun story about that.
There was a moment too. Well, until that.
Yeah, the fun story about that is that Kubosh, our keyboard player, who is an amazing keyboard player,
really he's also not here right now.
He's not here right now. He's really bad at remembering to bring the DVD with him.
The first time we had a Lonely Rolling Stars episode, it was Sean, George, and Grant.
It was.
And now it's Sean, George, Ryan. But Grant is here anyway.
We did not kick Grant when he quit the band. It wasn't like on bad terms or anything. We kept him like on our Google Docs.
I really wanted to
do it. He's still in the secret Facebook chat.
Yeah,
he gets
I'm
in
still
and he
spamming like.
He's like, oh, my eye. I was asking better than me.
Yeah, I was asking like, Grant how to play a part like 2 days ago.
Yeah, Mega Beardo posted his first playthrough video.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, as far as like favorite memories, I would have to say that this is and no offense to any of the people who are staff here. This
I'm
is
offended.
Fuck you, funny man. This is the first year since Mag 4 that I have not staffed, and I have had such a ball. Just Whoa. Everything. Hanging out with people, chilling out, playing
nice
games,
see you,
seeing yeah, people, yeah. And not staring at faders all weekend.
Yeah. Like, I can agree on that, too, because like the past few years of MAGFest, I was staffing as a photographer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, on the decline like last year, I was like, I'm going to hang out with a lot of people and not really work. And they were like, huh, okay. And this year, like, Nick tried getting a hold of me, like, hey, you want to still shoot some photos? I'm like, don't know. So, like, it's like I'm down to attendee level, and it's like, all right, I'm having fun. I basically went to just your guys' concert again. Oh, and Vert, because gotta do some Vert.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And it's, but it's like, I spend
Uncle O-Snap.
Uncle O-Snap.
But it's like, I just have more fun, like, just hanging out with people, friends, and just chatting. It's like, you know, you could go to the concerts, arcades, and everything, and spend so much time just chilling doing that stuff, but it's so much more fun just hanging with the group and just having a good time.
Bullshitting into a microphone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Exactly.
For there's more people in this room that are going to listen to the show, by the way.
It's, maybe it might balance out. I don't know.
Shit.
But Zach and Randall will look.
Well, Grant listens. He hears it. He doesn't have a reason to listen to
it. I don't have to listen to it now. I
mean, exactly.
I have to listen to the theme song.
Okay, so favorite moment was having a really lengthy discussion with Miyake-san about the evolution of sound chips, the comparison of Japanese composers and NES limitations to European composers and Commodore 64 limitations, to the introduction of Yamaha's OPL chip and how it blew open the world of music writing. And we just had this huge, deep conversation through translation, and it was just a really special moment.
Nice.
Sounds awesome.
So, Sean, you said you had a funny story about how my face is in the video.
Oh, yeah, I do.
It drifted away from that.
I mean, that's the funny story in itself, but...
Yeah, that is the funny story. No,
Kubosh.
Kubosh is really good at, like, graphics and making stuff and keyboards and songs and really bad at remembering to bring DVDs. So the DVD that had our entire backing video is sitting on his desk at home.
Nice.
He's on his way back to it now, but I don't think he's going to make it here in time with it.
He's got to go back in time.
How's the decision made to put my face in it last year?
That was me.
That was all nice. George, yeah.
That was me.
Can I just be a staple from now on?
Yeah, we're
well,
cool with
course,
that.
Yeah.
Try me over. It's you and it's Big Matt. Because the high Big Matt
that was
last year.
That was funny.
And I remember I was like, I mean, I'm second row center. I'm just taking it in. And all of a sudden I see hands and I look over. It's the high Big Matt clip. And there's Big Matt in the front row, like on the right, and he's turning around and he's waving. And the whole crowd is waving at Matt.
That's awesome.
I loved it when people just were randomly laughing for like what appeared to be no reason, and then I'd turn around and see
William Shatner glitching out.
You know how, like, okay, it's the dark side of the rainbow thing. Like, okay, you know, like, this works, this music over this video isn't supposed to fit together, but it does. There were a whole lot,
there was a lot of things that, like, synced up perfectly.
There was some build up, so Kirk was, like, about to fucking explode.
There was a great part during, fuck, what was it? It was, Turricant. Where it goes all the way down, and Willem Dafoe's face is just like.
Spinning.
And it's like.
But yeah, the whole video was just random, like, meme-y things that. We thought were hilarious.
Hey,
Billy Mays, Joe Pesci with his hair on fire.
Didn't
Kirk glitching out?
The Joe Pesci with the hair on fire for like the entire show.
The Smash Brothers. So have you seen the video
where
it loops and loops and they play long dark long hard night music over it? So in Smash Brothers, we looped that video and then we played.
Yeah.
Long Hard Night live.
You guys always did weird shit in Smash Brothers too. Wasn't the one show you just had like a pizza rotating?
Yeah, we had video pizza. That was our video.
That's
our
jam. The whole show just pizza spinning.
I mean, you've taken
the time when you cooked bacon for us. Was that video pizza year?
I honestly
video
don't know.
Pizza was a different
the bacon
year.
Different year.
The bacon year, I missed your whole show visually.
Yeah, because you were making bacon outside.
And the meatballs one. That was when the debacle occurred. We couldn't find a damn oven, and we gave you guys like lukewarm meatballs.
They brought in the food and fed the crowd.
Like,
out
soup-warm meatballs.
And we did hot dogs one
night. I met you. You're cooking hot dogs.
I missed
the very last fucking hot dog.
Yeah, the hot dog year was that was funny. Yeah. I think the bacon would have been my first. That would have been Mag's 7, because that was my first one.
Well, Mag 8 was the last one that we played at with Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was 6.
6?
Yeah. So it was
numbers.
Shit, I was a 6. Okay.
I was led to believe there would be
that's
no
how
math.
Drunk you've been, Patty.
What year was it?
I don't know.
My first Mag was actually the year that I actually came down 2 days after my grandfather's funeral. So when I cooked bacon in that suit, that was the suit I wore to my grandfather's funeral 48 hours before you
that's
guys
a really
went
sad
on.
Story.
So that's
the
end
of the podcast.
That suit got happiness thanks to you guys.
Now, it makes you think of bacon.
No, I'm happy.
Every time I think of my dead grandfather, I just hear bacon.
Well, you hear that sizzle. Well, the thing is, the soup probably smells like bacon.
Yeah,
the
sizzling was that bacon. Sizzling sound that we had.
They had a mic out by the bacon.
The bacon, that mic still smells like bacon.
In between bands, it was
all these years later.
It was great because you could tell when the mics first started working because, you know, even standing outside, I just heard everyone being like, what? Like, what?
Mustin was mixing, and after each song, he'd raise the volume level on the bacon mic.
And Jake would be like, you guys
hear that? It was a short Beta 58. It still smells like bacon.
Yeah, covering the fucking bacon.
Now it smells a little bit like dick, but for 2 years it smelled like
that's
dick.
Sure,
bacon.
That's because
bacon.
We put it in your butthole on this.
Yeah, remember I was like, does that mic still smell like
and
bacon?
I think that's, that was the first real Pavlovian experiment with a band, you know.
So Dick Bacon sounds like a good band name.
Yeah.
Dick Bacon.
Oh, well, yeah, the bacon socks.
Richard Bacon.
I had the bacon socks, yes. Yeah. I'm not wearing them right now because they were
bacon
filthy.
Bacon socks and your Mario onesie.
My wife got me that onesie.
Yeah, that was a little
that
weird,
was
though.
That was pretty goddamn amazing.
I was a little drunk when you guys were playing, and I was like, he's got bacon socks, he's got W on his back, and then you put the hood up, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
it's a Mario hoodie. Okay,
and me and Chunk ending up wearing the same goddamn pajama pants.
I got a zoom of that on my camera.
I was telling him earlier, it was like you were like a single unit.
Yeah.
Because you were right next to each other. It was cute.
So, Sean, what did you do at MAGFest this year?
I played a lot of guitar, and I watched Chuck fail at video games.
What do you mean fail? Failing currently.
Yeah,
he's still doing it. Yeah.
And we got to hang out with the Katamari
guys. We're
going
to have to try dragging him in here at the end.
Or what we do, somebody grab the recorder, run over there, up to him, and go, Chuck, you suck at games, and then run back in.
Fuck you.
I highlight for the LRS set, still going to the LRS set, was I don't want to call it a highlight because it's not very super positive, but it ended up flipping to be positive, was when Norg accidentally broke. Broke from fatigue, I'm sure, but he has a Chapman stick, which is a amazing bass instrument, and it has a certain mount where he can hold it, and mount broke. It's sheared.
Like a cock mount.
It's a dick mount.
Yeah.
And it broke. And so he had to just kind of take a knee and just, you know, and it ended up being really epic. I don't know how to explain why it was epic, but and then, you know, the other band members also kneeled beside
him. Yeah, I just love how Sean just Indian style sat down right next to him.
Yeah, he started it.
That's how it was so cute.
Like, frantically just, like, tossed the fucking piece. He's just punch it. Or you, like,
I broke my stick.
Yeah.
Here's the tie, I've broken my stick.
Yeah. So, he said, this is radio, so this will be awesome. Raise your hand if you broke your guitar at MAGFest this year. There's a lot.
Something happened tonight. I'm not quite sure.
Rolling Stars raised their hands.
Something happened. I'm not sure.
It must be a lonely Rolling Stars thing.
Yeah, it was.
What happened with you?
Grant, you sabotaged them.
You bastard.
Just my weird technical glitches tonight. I didn't break a guitar, technically, but just.
Did it keep fucked up?
Did it keep detuning or something?
What's that?
Did it keep detuning or something?
I just.
Inconclusive.
Yeah, just weird pedal board stuff.
Has yet to be determined.
You're saying they'll never know. What's the truth,
oh,
Grant?
No, don't worry about it. Next topic.
Yeah, weird pedal gremlins were happening.
Snapplebeard, what did you do at MAGFest this year?
I just didn't sleep. That's about it. I just hung out with all these losers here, just having a good time.
Now you're talking on a podcast with some more losers.
Dude, it's fucking great, man. Getting shit faced, and this awesome dude here brought pizza for
hey, Snapple. You know what happened to Max?
Someone who just wandered into the room, would you like to introduce yourself?
Another random musician walks in.
This guy is awesome.
Hey, I didn't even know y'all was doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Talking to each other like on a radio show?
Hey, I don't know. It didn't seem like a radio show to me.
It's a friendship circle.
Yeah. I'm so happy to be with you all.
introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what'd you do at MAGFest this year?
Besides bring pizza for everybody.
I did a lot. I played drums at Chip Space for my set. Recadam, that's my name. And I played Bane Stage with Anova. And we ate chicken on stage, and we gave it to everybody.
Yes, you did.
It was awesome. It's the spirit of the smash. Did you appreciate this?
Yes, that's amazing.
Right, damn near killed it, them.
I did a lot more than that.
More stag.
any highlights?
Oh, yeah, that's what we did.
Highlights.
Discovered stag.
Oh, I met the composer for Katamari.
Yeah, I think that's
yeah. We already right. talked
yeah.
about that.
Well,
he was late to the party, man.
I can understand Japanese really well, and I can speak it kind of confidently.
Say something in Japanese. Show off for the world.
Say something. Something is Nanika.
Tell your story in Japanese.
What story?
The one sentence story of Recadam.
The one sentence story of Recadam. Yeah. Recadam wa sugoi desu yo. Or Recadam wa psycho desu.
Yeah. All right, cool.
That's a fragment.
That just means I'm the best.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And I got to be backstage and quietly see him approach the composer and just.
Saw it?
I was in the shadows.
Oh,
so he was stalking you.
I was there too.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, because I was impressed because you actually walked up and you started to speak Japanese. I'm like, oh, wow.
Pretty awesome, actually. It was a cool moment.
It's terrible Japanese. So I know that they know that it's terrible Japanese, but probably since nobody speaks Japanese around here. They're just like,
shit.
I don't care.
I know they really appreciate it because they're swimming in a sea of English.
Yeah.
And they're trying really hard to speak what English they know. And just any Japanese is like a huge breath of fresh air for them. Even broken.
Yeah.
I felt pretty honored. Like, I obviously don't speak any other languages. I barely cover English well. Good. Mako and Chuck were pretty much translating when the night last night when we were in here and they were hanging out. It felt amazing to just express how much I loved their music and to let them know, like, to see his face light up when I said that my mom hadn't touched video games in 20 years until she saw me playing Katamari, and she wanted to play it, and she loved it. Just to see his face light up was a really cool feeling.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's pretty awesome to just know that I hung out with them. And you didn't, you assholes.
Yeah, like, my friends and I...
I flipped off the microphone. I don't know.
I thought you did.
Yes, I did.
And the Norg shit on my.
You know what, listener? Confused. You know what, Zach? I flipped you off.
And now, you know, why'd you have to call him out? Because now we're going to get like 7 paragraphs as to why, like, the middle finger is the worst derogatory thing that you could do to somebody.
I'm still waiting for his email about PlayStation Plus not being a rewards program.
Trust me, we'll get one. And it's going to be lengthy. And yeah, he'll make his.
Should we take another survey? Is PlayStation Plus a rewards program?
I'm so far past this conversation.
I'm light years
away from that conversation.
Dude, what is PlayStation Plus?
Joe, exactly. Let's move on.
I am in possession of a bushel of fucks, and not a single one will I give regarding that.
Thank you. Thank you.
A fuck bushel. You should show me your fuck bushel sometime.
I'll show you my fuck bushel.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, Joe, what did you do?
What did I do at MAGFest?
What did you do at MAGFest?
First night, I had a mental breakdown, which is pretty fun. That was awesome. Hey, second night,
a MAGFest staple for you, isn't it?
I think so.
I mean, not like, you know, not to be an asshole.
Andreas, don't say those things.
But he didn't hurt anybody this year.
Yeah, I didn't hurt anyone. Oh, I didn't mangle anybody's hand in a wheelchair this year. Saw Lonely Rolling Stars. They were okay.
Yeah.
They were playing with their balls a lot on stage.
They're right here. Which makes it good.
They're trying to generate more of that cheese.
Not hosting a party room or being part of a party room let me just hang out with people a lot more, which I loved. I was nervous coming into this one because I didn't have a ride down myself, so I had to come with someone. I couldn't afford my own room, so I'm crashing with friends. I couldn't afford a ticket, so Nork made me a +1 to Lonely Rolling Stars.
Nice.
So instead of, like, a year where I feel people needed me for stuff, people just wanted me here, which made me enjoy it that much more. And Sean is sleeping.
He is, yeah.
Oh, He's out.
He's out. You pass out in the middle of this podcast.
Quick, draw on his face.
No, this is good. So I'm looking
pretty
like, I'm looking in the MAGFest Facebook thing, and somebody posted an image of here, a fucking Craigslist Meant for Men ads that like people were posting. It's like Sonic the Hedgehog orgy MAGFest.
I saw that. Oh yeah, no, I've seen those.
Were you there? MAGFest top looking for bottom boys.
And Sean's up.
Sean's away.
He's like, Sonic the Hedgehog.
What Sharpie?
He's like, I'm looking for some bottom boys too. What's up?
Maybe it's not the staff.
So it's not the Sharpie.
I wonder if that's MAGFest 13, whatever. That female Star Fox costume.
Dad's superpower.
Sexually.
I would not.
I don't think it was Star Fox. I think it was just a fox.
Yeah. There was someone walking around full furry costume, but like 20-inch waist, 40-inch hips, like triple D breasts, and fox head. like an outer space tights kind of thing.
It was confusingly arousing.
It was like Jessica Rabbit fox.
Yeah, it was a Jessica Rabbit. Yeah, fox. And that's what it was. And but then you see the costume, you're like, okay. I give them props for having such a fully realized costume. But then you realize that could be like a 16-year-old boy underneath all of that. And then your brain gets even more confused.
Or it could be Brendan.
And then Joe. If it was Brendan, he can know that Joe probably baited to that. Brendan.
No, I haven't done anything.
Did you guys do food pyramid?
It was was it was you? Just how that was like
from
I don't
know. Food pyramid.
We saw food pyramid head.
I saw
Stone got a selfie with it.
Yeah, dude, check
it was
this
the,
out.
It was
man.
The pyramid head with the fucking food pyramid.
Food pyramid.
And it was Karen Schiff's knife.
Dude, this guy.
It was really well done.
Oh,
I didn't see
God.
I didn't see this.
That's to be your pleasure.
Damn. Sean, you need
for those of you at home, we are looking at a picture of the food pyramid head.
It's the YouTube thumbnail, as long as Sean sends it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Okay, FYI, got me about a half hour left.
So, did anybody else notice the mass explosion of
furries? Yeah, dude, seriously, what the fuck? Yeah.
Like, I've seen them in the past.
Can I get one?
This year is just everywhere.
Actually, I don't know if I...
That's what we come with them, too.
Oh, I like how they're having a beer
we don't want to talk about furries.
Surprisingly, this is a topic that we haven't ever brought up on the podcast yet.
You grab it for me.
Yeah.
Awesome. If not, if there's a ginger ale, I'll take it.
Yeah, but I don't think we've ever talked about furries.
No, we haven't.
No, and we don't want to.
We just lost a couple dudes here.
Because they're scary.
They're getting a beer.
They're going to get beer and come back.
No, seriously. I saw Elmo walking headless by the door of our room, and I didn't want to leave the room anymore.
Except one of our friends actually had a bad situation yesterday. They were actually harassed by furries.
That's not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool at all.
What happened?
The first, they were in an elevator, and the furries were just kind of being dicks, like doing the whole like blocking them from getting out of the elevator, and
That's just the percentage of everybody else that is.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. You'll always bump into those,
group,
like.
Yeah.
That one person makes everyone look bad.
It's because they're wearing a costume and they know they can get away with it because they can't be identified.
Yeah, but they can get their.
Yeah, but I feel like how difficult would it really be to just, like, try and lift the head off.
With a lot of those costumes, you just knock them down.
But I mean, think about it.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
If I wanted to be a total dickhead and block somebody in an elevator, all they have to do is go to staff and say, yeah, the bald guy tried to block me, and then Joe Cam gets taken away, so.
Again. God damn it, Norm.
They're like brothers from another mother.
I'm fatter.
Yeah,
it's
like
not by much.
Like a double Nord.
A double Nord.
Nord 0.5. I
double, That's fair.
Double bacon cheese Nord.
Yeah.
What's up? You know what you didn't do at Mac?
What didn't
special
do at Mac?
You didn't win DOD.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Rub salt in that wound. Damn. So how many years in a row has Tony won now? Five?
Good for him.
Prince of Darkness.
You won again this year?
I am.
He won again.
Yeah, what did you place? I know you want us to play your song at the end here.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I placed fifth this year.
Should we play Tony's too, or should we save his?
No.
Fuck Tony's song.
Fuck Tony.
Fuck Tony.
All right, for those of us who are slow of mind and education, what is DOD?
Dwelling of Duels.
We've been over this. It's a monthly competition of video game arrangements that's anonymous and theme-based.
And there must be at least one live instrument.
One live instrument and two long.
How are they, is it just random judges, the same judge?
No.
Everybody.
The community vote.
Okay. And at MAGFest, they have a listening party, and everyone in the audience and online can vote on the songs.
So this the MAGFest month is the big bragging rights month.
It is now.
It is the big month, yeah.
But it was also a special theme of, the theme was dancing. The idea was to create a song that someone could dance to.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a different theme or a category of some kind every month,
yeah.
And that just happened to be the category.
Which
this time
is a great
around.
Category to have. You're doing a lot.
Yeah, there was. We had a great dance party.
Yeah,
it was spectacular.
I feel bad because Joe keeps telling me, like, when are you going to do another DOD? Like, and I'm like,
Last MAGFest, he's like, I'm going to do DOD like every month.
I'm going to do one every month. And like, life.
He did one.
Life. I did one. And in that one, to troll the shit out of everyone, I ended up putting in the fucking quantum hit.
The quantum shot.
Towards the...
the Battletoads one.
Once we can find a way to replace Chris's 14 jobs with one steady one...
That's what I'm working on.
A lot more time.
I'm trying to replace, like, the 9 shitty bar cover bands that I have to play in to just one shitty bar cover band.
That makes more money.
That makes more money, and I only have to, like, I don't have to worry about booking multiple different shows and different time periods and fucking, yeah. So once I can hold out from doing that, and once I can actually set up my electronic kit in my studio apartment again, then yeah, that'd probably be easier. Because I hate, I don't know how you guys try and write and compose and record songs like programming drums. I hate programming drums.
Play them on keyboard.
Yeah, I tried. It pisses me off too much.
Or just mouse them in. Like, I can use a mouse and get a drum track together in 15 minutes.
We've been programming our own drums for like 15, 18, 19 years.
Yeah.
Stone and I were both trackers back then, so the only way to create music was to it was music by spreadsheet.
Yeah, one note at a time.
Note, space bar, note, space bar, space note.
So actually using a keyboard to track it in is like a luxury compared to what we used to do.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Because, I mean, even just for me, I mean, I guess because drums are my primary instrument, like, when I think, like, okay, I'm going to put a drum beat to this, like, it's insanely easier for me to just go record and then just play.
Why don't you do that?
Well, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Okay.
That's why I attempted to try and sit down. Because
he lives in an apartment.
Yeah, I live in an apartment building.
Dragging out drums and
Well, it's not so much. Well, it is kind of that because my whole apartment is probably the size of both of these beds put together. But like,
you gonna make it?
I've actually gotten noise complaints from my electronic kit. So it's
I was gonna ask if you had an electronic kit.
Yeah, basically
then you could use it for triggering MIDI.
Well, yeah, that's what I do. So essentially, the whole Blade Mode album, and then the stuff that I did for DOD, and the bonus track that I did for this Magfest. Basically, every single time, what I do is I set my electronic kit up, I MIDI out into Steven Slate, and then just have it sample everything from there, and just go from there. Oh wow!
Chuck is here.
Chuck. Speaking of drums.
Speaking of Pussy Mode.
Hey.
The Chuck's here. Introduce yourself. Who are you? What do you do?
Hey, what's up? My name is Chuck Simpson, also known as Finbeard. I play drums and am generally a likable guy.
And did you beat a certain game?
I didn't beat it, but I made it pretty far. I made it farther than the last time I tried to do this.
You made it past the titties?
I did. I killed the titties.
You killed the titties?
I killed the titties.
Prognosis.
That's what's important.
There you go. There's your introduction to me. Chuck Simpson. I killed the titties.
Killer of titties.
Chuck. You are the titty slayer. The titty slayer. That's me.
Chuck. And Chuck is my singer
prognosis.
For this month's
titty fuck.
Titty fuck, yeah.
So.
Hey, I sing on Chants, too.
Do you really? Are you any good?
Well, did you hear Sean's entry?
No. Oh, well, yeah, I guess, but...
I didn't recognize it. It was from Chrono Trigger.
Was it?
Yeah,
I don't remember any of the songs.
Yeah, it was called Chrono Butt or something.
No, Chrono Hut.
Yeah. Chrono Nuts.
Oh, that's a pretty cool... That's a pretty cool title.
Sean and I did some...
I don't remember the song. Oh, Watts and Hayes and Go Go Go.
Yeah, and they said Daft Punk in it.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. All right.
Except I rewrote the lyrics. We traveled far in a ship through the stars.
I really need to hear this month's entries, don't I?
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah,
I do.
It's not like, really worth it.
We'll just put all of them at the end of the podcast.
It's 2.5 hours of music.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
the placements
just put like the top eight.
The placements are deceiving because 16. There were so many
top
good
eight.
Entries.
I'll handpick a few.
Handpick?
That's pretty much what we normally do because we're just like, who are the ones that we like?
What names do I recommend? Do I recognize?
Yeah. We'll do that one.
You'll see Zyko in there.
Fuck everybody else.
You'll see Zyko in there.
Good shit.
Stone is in there. Shane contributed this time.
Shane's was good.
Shane's was really good.
You know who's not in there? Vert, that bitch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. You're starting some beef.
I'm starting some beef.
I'm starting some beef with a queef.
Yeah.
Nugget Master.
Cheese meat, and that's it.
And I'm disinterested, and I could have won if I took like a half hour out and made this awesome fucking song.
You probably would have made it in a half hour.
If I had made it on the flight here, you know.
I was still mixing mine on the flight here.
Yeah. George was working.
This is shit Bert would do on like QuestQuest.
Yeah.
In 1 hour compositions where
he doesn't have that kind of energy anymore.
He's got
he's
a 3D
old.
Music video down there. You need the Oculus Rift to.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, like, I saw everybody lining up for this thing, and I'm just like, okay, they must be, like, testing some Oculus game or something like that. And
no,
I was just like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Music video.
Yeah,
it's an entire album.
It's going to be, they're going to do a full Oculus Rift music video, or album, a full album. Eight songs to start.
It's the world's
first
virtual reality
music video.
Yeah, like the first
insane.
DVD audio album that look at the medium now, it's blown up.
Yeah. Bert's not happy unless he's doing something that most people will have and go, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, wait, how do you have the time for that? Plus, you know, this job, it was like a 20-hour day job, and he still fucking does, yeah, fuck that guy.
20 hours a day, you got 2 hours
of sleep. With the utmost respect, fuck Jake Kaufman, because I absolutely love him and I'm extremely jealous.
Jelly.
Of Jake Kaufman. Yeah. Sean Stone, please join us. We've got at least like 10 minutes left.
Papa Squat.
Papa.
So squat. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. Pleasure talking to some of you guys. Well, but I need to go shower and get some sleep because I'm sharing a bed with Chris.
Oh.
And he likes to start like licking the backs of my ears and stuff, so I want to be asleep before he does that. So
did Ian accidentally walk in on something earlier?
Nope.
I got it.
I guarantee you that whatever had happened had already finished.
That's unfortunate.
Oh.
Dude, I don't know. Dude, I seriously don't know. Like,
he's just sticking his head in the door.
Like, no bullshit. Like, he texted me and he was just like, I really wish I wouldn't have seen that. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I can't tell you. And I'm like, why would you fucking say that without being able to tell me? Like, that's not fair.
Well, I had to get up so
my guess would be that maybe him and Christy?
I thought she left already.
No, she's going to Vegas with him tomorrow.
Sounds like they already went to Vegas.
Christy? Yes, she's going to Vegas for 2 weeks with Pappy.
Hey, Chuck, why don't you come to Vegas with
me? She's looking for some work out there and staying with Pappy for 2 weeks.
Maybe you can score at my casino.
I forgot that we're on a podcast and I'm making small talk, so
yeah. I apologize. He's making advances on me.
I'm not making advances on you.
Oh,
yeah,
all right. Shit.
Maybe I am.
He's thirsted. Thirsted for the booty.
Oh, right, snap.
Snapple man. Let's hear what you need.
Slayer titties.
What do I need?
Titties.
Some of that. What I need Chuck is Simpson a little bit right of shelter. There.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That,
oh,
my God.
I'm so glad that you just said that. I use that
about the South Park thing. That was incredible.
I use that as my mic check now.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Sparkling thoughts give me the hope to go on.
Ooh.
All I need is a little bit of shelter. Yeah, that thing was so good, man.
I am Lord. Yeah. I am Lord.
Randy, can you help me unpack the car?
I thought you were at the grocery store.
We had a reenactment on the whole fucking episode.
Right, dude, I'll stop. No bullshit, though. Like, that little bit that he records into it, that's what I use for my mic check anymore.
It's fucked up.
Like, yeah, feeling good on a Wednesday.
And then you segue into the real one.
Sparkling thoughts.
Feeling good on a Wednesday.
Anyway.
So good.
Right.
What's up, Sean Stone?
Are you going to spoon him?
So I did stuff at MagFest.
What'd you do at MagFest,
Chris? Spoon with Snapple Man.
I figured it was just not going to get there, so I was
let's ask Chuck first, because you can always talk about it next week.
Chuck, what'd you do at MagFest?
I slew some titties, as we know.
I slew some titties.
I played with my band.
Oh, wait, I zoomed in.
Oh, what is this? Taking fucking incriminating pictures of these guys?
It's not really incriminating.
If we do it, I can sleep have so fucking easily
fucking
right now.
Thumbnail image for the
show. You have to do that thing where you have to lay on one arm, though, because you can't really get it under him.
How do you
put it up like this?
But then it falls asleep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are.
That fell asleep with the old lady, but then it got some massive jokes.
Hey, Chris. Video games.
Computer games.
This is real life right now. This shit is real.
I don't know if you know this, but I would consider myself to be a video gamer.
Really?
Yeah, we're not a very good one according to
general consensus.
My overall performance was lacking.
What kind of video games?
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, what kind of performance? That's a loaded question.
What kind of video games do you play?
That's a fucking loaded question.
I've got a load for
you. Any questions?
Any questions? How's that taste? I don't know. Like, what's a loaded question?
What's the general viscosity?
Oh, yeah,
Shaq-cast. This is still Shaq-cast.
Mayonnaise.
Oh.
Like it's water and old mayonnaise, I think, are the two extremes.
You mean like mayo, where like the liquids have separated?
Just the mayonnaise curds, you know,
the protein. Mayo.
Like egg protein and like oil solids.
Potted cheese.
So Sean is sleeping. Everybody else
left because they don't love us.
Click and Chuck left.
Yeah, now I'm about to bail because I have to leave tomorrow during a snowstorm.
Technically, we all need to sleep.
Yeah, we all need to leave. Yeah.
We're creeping up on an hour, so we'll probably start.
We're all leaving in a snowstorm.
We still need to know, Chuck. What did you do at MAGFest?
Well, I played with my band, The Lonely Rolling Stars.
Shannon's never heard of them.
Because they've never been mentioned on our show before. That was fun. It was a good time. We practiced. We played for the first time with Ryan McBeardo. And he kicked ass.
With Stemage
2. Amazing.
2.0.
Yeah, Stemage 2.0.
Yeah.
The Stemaging.
Mega Shavo.
Yeah, Mega Shavo. And like 2 hours before we played the show, George told me that we didn't have a fucking intro video.
Yeah, he talked about it because it didn't get done,
so we did it in 2 hours.
No, before we went on stage. It was done. It just wasn't
It was done.
Here.
Yeah, it was great.
Right?
It was left on a desk.
No, that was the background visuals. No, we had like an intro video that we planned to do.
Oh, that was complete.
The like 2 minute intro video, and we
that's right. That's
we only
right.
had like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
With the dashing prince sleeping with a steak on his face.
Yeah.
The cool thing is,
which was animated by Chuck.
Yeah.
Let me mention
Chuck.
That.
Chuck himself animated that.
Yeah. Nice. Very,
did
very
you
well
that
by the way.
On the spot here. No, I animated that before I came because George asked
and
me
hey,
to do it.
And hey, what about having a crowd of people dancing to your debut vocal song? That's not a joke.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, wasn't
it? Yeah, finally, people appreciating some of my music that's not about my ball sack.
Yeah, seriously,
you know?
Like, real dumbass lyrics.
Although, to be fair, people do appreciate your ball sack.
I mean, yeah, but...
For all right and wrong reasons.
It's the fact that there's more to me than just my ball sack.
Yes.
I got a sweet salami,
which is a good
too.
Thing to know.
Sweet salami.
It's a good feeling.
I got a banging bratwurst.
Yeah, it's true.
That sounds like a good restaurant name.
Bangin' Bratwurst.
Bangin' Brats.
Yeah, Bangin' Brats.
Bangin' Brats.
Yeah.
Sweet salami. Yeah.
Slammin' Salmon.
New York Times says, they have food.
It's redacted. A restaurant.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Chris, what did you do here?
I didn't leave the show floor until Saturday at about 6:30 because... From the moment that I had gotten here and put my bags up in the room that I was sleeping on the floor on, I was selling CDs to try and comp some of the cost of coming here because I didn't think I was going to make it. But after hearing...
I told you you'd be here.
After a lot of people had essentially talked to me saying like that they were really going to miss me and that they really want to see me here... I guess I was like, yeah, I don't want to let anybody else down, and I would really like to go, so I ended up showing up. So, yeah, I pretty much sold CDs the majority of the time, and then once three-quarters of the way through Saturday hit, I played some Killer Instinct for, like, an hour and a half, running the arcade machine like a boss, and then I ran around and saw some music and played some games and ate some food and hung out with people and had a good time. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it genuinely a lot more this year than I did last year because last year the only thing I did was sit at that fucking table. Like that was all I did the whole time.
What, merch table? For 3-4 days?
Oh, like pretty much. Like the whole time.
Horrible.
That's a terrible fate.
Yeah.
Why the hell would you do that to yourself?
Because I like to meet... don't get me wrong. I actually enjoyed it because the people that you end up meeting at MAGFest, like everybody's just super chill. Really easygoing.
You're
like,
sitting back with Josh Walsh, weren't you?
Yeah.
So you got to talk to him about it.
Yeah. Dude, I got to talk with a bunch of different people. And even just the people that are wandering around like the convention floor and buying stuff and
still
coming
that's only cool for like one day.
And then I enjoyed it. I dig it.
Yes.
I just tried to cram in all of my MAGFest into a day and a half.
You know? Like a band of 5-6 people.
Yeah, a band of 5 or 6
then
members.
Then you break it off. And each one of them spends that much time, like, selling merch.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, like, in my particular case, it's just me.
Solo, yeah, I know. Well, that's what I said. That's one reason to get a band.
I would love to.
That's the only reason to get a band is to...
That's the only reason.
To help you sell shit. And then it sucks because you have to split the money, so...
What is this money you speak of?
You know, Chuck, I mean, you know, Chuck, you know, he signed Lonely Rolling Stars as a fucking badass Enterprise.
Yeah, yeah, that actually did happen this weekend. Ooh, Lonely Rolling Stars are an official business that is licensed in Washington State.
Oh, that's wow. Right.
We're Lonely Rolling Stars LLC.
LLC,
or
yeah,
LRS LLC.
I watched the an historic signing.
The an historic.
Were you the notary public?
I guess I was, yeah, sure.
The
was,
witness?
Yeah, yeah, I was the witness.
Yeah, my mom's an accountant, so she I told her I was doing this band, and she's like, you best be starting a business for that shit.
His mom's also a badass in a completely non-your-mom-joke kind of way.
Yeah.
My mom is... Genuinely.
She's not in the business of fucking around, I'll tell you that much.
Speaking of moms, we're probably going to have to wrap this up.
Nice.
I know we don't have much
time wrap up your mom.
Left on the recorder. I hope this episode sounds okay. This is the first time we've recorded like this with...
I've got a feeling that AC is...
Well, dude, I'm fucking... I'm saving up and buying one of these things.
Nice.
Straight up, man.
Well, this is already better than a cell phone, so...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But I want to thank everyone who is on the show, including Chuck, Snapman, Flick, who are coherent right now.
Everybody else that's...
Sean, who's passed out over there, George, Ryan, Grant, everyone else.
Everyone else.
Like Adam Henry was here.
Adam, yeah.
Roger the pizza guy, who's more accomplished than many of us are. So sorry for the disrespectful pizza guy comment, I guess. All right, gotta cover my ass.
You're like one of the most offensive people in the world.
Because that's the connection.
You're apologizing to that.
Because that's a connection. And if he hears this later, be like, "Hey, I was gonna give you a job." But you were a fucking dick.
But you were just like,
hey,
man.
You
want
a connection? My dick to your butt is a connection.
High five. Handshake. Fuck that.
He says high five. He goes in for a handshake.
All right. And on that note,
you like to keep guessing.
I like to keep
on that note, music this week is going to be a selection of the DOD tracks, as long as I can get my hands on them. Considering I have a couple of days before the show needs to be up,
you've got so much time. So much time.
As a special treat.
Oh shit!
Special treat. We're getting the music from the Lonely Rolling Stars intro video.
Yes, indeed.
So never before heard outside of Magfest.
Yeah.
Does it have an official track name or just?
It's literally intro_video.mp3.
Cool.
Nice. Bacula, we trust.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
If Joe feels so inclined, there was a song that I put together that was I was exclusively sending out to anybody that picked up a CD this weekend at Magfest. That was a cover that I did of McDonald's Treasureland Adventure for the Genesis.
you and that game, Jesus!
It's a good fucking game.
It is
It's so good.
It's just weird.
It's very weird. But it's a treasure game.
Indeed.
So it is really good.
Well, since the show is only like an hour, we'll
just load it up with music.
Yeah, load it up with music. It's MAGFest. Fuck it, we're too busy for this shit.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
You know what, listeners? You don't matter to us. Okay, you matter. I take it back.
All three of them matter very, very
man,
much.
Man, fuck the little people. not in like
not the little literal.
Yeah, not in like an insensitive like height comment like, kind or, of way.
Or,
that would be
or
Flick,
who's like a smaller person in general. Does anyone have any final words for the show?
Rest in peace.
You know my You know what my final word is? Rip in peace, MAGFest.
Rip in peace.
Yeah, rip in pepperoni. Peace,
until tomorrow, then it's a new day.
New day.
It's a nude day.
Yeah, a nude day. Yeah. Send us your dick pics to the SML podcast at gmail.com.
Send us your contest entry.
Yeah, please send us
a dick contest.
Yeah. Send us your dick pics and movie contest. Fuck, we'll talk about this next week.
No. They need to know because maybe they want to send in entries. Because the swag's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it's going to be banging. So,
hold the contest where you send us an email at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com and you send us a movie synopsis for a game movie based on a game that has, like, zero plot. Like how they're apparently making a Tetris movie.
Alright.
Yeah, we're picking a winner on episode 105, and since this is 103, TikTok motherfuckers, hurry up. So,
Bomberman.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Write something up, send it to us.
What?
You could win.
I have to write the synopsis?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be like a full movie. It, like,
it's
just
a,
like.
It could be
it's
like
a terrorist
notes.
Attack and.
No, don't
in
tell
it.
You'll disqualify
email
yourself.
Because you plagiarized it from the show.
Oh,
see? Yeah, you're,
damn,
you're ripping yourself off.
Yeah,
that's
stop
some
ripping
serious
yourself
shit
off
right there.
Live on the air.
We're talking about, all right, fuck it, dude, I'm good.
Yeah, email us, again, thesmlpodcast@gmail.com.
Tetris would make a good porno.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm kind of into the square piece.
It's kind of thick, you know? Like the G-spot sticker. You need this one. Yeah, oh,
you
dude,
know?
That's fucking crazy.
I just did, like, the Spocker, the Shocker, what is it called?
I don't know what I would call that.
I can't, whatever.
We gained a beard, but we're losing the show.
Do you want to give any final words to our listeners?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, jeez. I got it.
The end.
Right from the horse's mouth.
Oh, jeez.
That's what we all are. Real OGs.
Yeah, last time, well, now. Yeah.
Every time you guys talk, it ruins his final word.
I apologize, please.
So one last time.
It's too late to apologize.
Final words from the Beardo.
I will say I'm glad that I met Snapple. Because he gave me a lot of shit online for my mixes, which I'm glad he did, because it made me a better guy, a better human being in general. So, yeah. But no, Mag has been an incredible.
It doesn't need to be some sappy shit.
You can literally be like,
fart
noise!
Farts!
First you give us shit about being fucking asshole,
real
and now you're the...
I have some real fucking laughs.
To our listeners,
love you, man.
Like,
you're a good person,
yeah,
dude.
Thank you.
Seriously, straight up.
You too. I got some real last words to put on this. Chuck, straight up life advice, okay?
All right, Chuck.
Chuck.
Do us proud.
Here's my last word. Think very carefully about what you stick your dick in before you stick your dick in it.
Very good.
That's the final word.
And scene.
All right. And here comes the stop button.
Oh!
When you forget about what happened, and you're gonna wanna come back at me, and you're gonna wanna wash the taste of my dick out of your mouth.
You lose.
That I'm
Definition of fly. Stay calm while I put your fools out of the strands. I'm stepping out. All I wanna do is dance.